We're looking at the famous text, 1 John chapter 4, where John tells us to test the spirits, or the King James Version says to try them, like a used car. Try the spirits, you see, and there's a way to try them, as there be a way to try, you know, try me, you like me, or try a used car. You see, there's a prescribed way of doing that, and that is every demon from hell can't stand the name or person of Jesus Christ. And always with false teachers and corrupt teachers and evil, crooked teaching, it's always the person and doctrine of Jesus Christ that they butcher and get wrong. And that is the way, that's what we're looking at here. We started it yesterday. We'll wrap it up here today. We'll listen again to about the last 5 minutes, what you heard yesterday, on how to do that. How do you test the spirit? That's not a disembodied spirit, but it's the spirit in a man. That's why he says in the next verse, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So that's what we're looking at here. If you'd like a copy of this, you can write to me, Paul, WGODradio.com. You can download the app, WGOD Radio. You'll see it in the 1 John folder. You can see the video from this at Island Community Church, either on the Facebook page or on the app. That's Island Community Church FL is the app from the church that I pastor here in Merritt Island. You'll find the video on there, Test the Spirits. Matter of fact, on the app, you can just watch the sermon alone if you'd like. Test the Spirits, it's called, out of 1 John. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at church. We'll be picking it up there this Sunday. If you're looking for a church home, I invite you to come by and worship with us. Would love to see you. I'd love to meet you. A lot of people are coming by now from the radio program, and perhaps you would too. I'd love to see you. Wonderful church family. You'll be warmly welcomed and greeted at our church, and you'll be made to feel like part of the family because you are. Okay, let's hear the last part of this message. Test the spirits.
No demon's going to do that. No demon in this side of Judgment Day is going to bow the knee and call him God. No demon can pass this test. Number 4, Son of God. Mark 3:11. And all the unclean spirits, when they saw him, they fell down before him and they cried out and saying, "You are the Son of God." But he sternly warned them that they should not tell anyone. That's the messianic secret. Don't tell anyone. Number 5, he died on a cross. John 19:30, when Jesus received a sour wine, he said, "Tetelestai." And bowing down his head, he gave up his spirit. See, people infected with the spirit of Antichrist say that Jesus was just out of breath. I see the story. I see them on TV. They say that he was out of breath, and his disciples resuscitated him. And then he married Mary Magdalene, and they moved to England. He joined the Stones. See, I got to get insurance on my television. They used to happen with my dad way back in the day, 20 years ago when I lived with him, and I heard his stuff. Well, I once threw the radio. My dad had to duck for his life as a radio went over his head. When I hear this crazy stuff, Jesus died. That's the resurrection. That's one of mine on here, too. That's number 6. You got to believe that Jesus was raised up from the dead. Here it is, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, do you believe that? If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you've got to believe that to be Christian. If not, you've missed it. You've missed the whole Christian faith. There's more to this life than living and dying. We got some family waiting for us when we die and leave this world, right? Right, Sheila? Absent from this body is present with the Lord. The resurrection, it's real. Don't believe in it, and you're not Christian. Not only that, you've missed the entire Christian faith. The grave's got no hold over you, friend. Jesus broke the power of the devil, end of death. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:57, "Oh death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Hell, amen. Raised from the dead. Okay, last one on this list. Number 7 is Jesus Christ is the only door that leads to heaven and eternal life. John 10:9, "I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved." There is one way to get to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ, his son. Write it down. Take it to the bank. One way, not two. Now, if someone, you turn your television on, and you hear someone say, "Well, that's a little too There's lots of ways to get to heaven. Understand, that person, John is telling you today, is infected. They've been vaccinated. And I don't mean by Pfizer or Moderna. Yeah. The spirit of Antichrist, which he said 2,000 years ago was already around. It's not something that's going to come around. It's already here. You'll see the MO in his peeps that deny these lists I've given you here today. That's how you'll know. He says, by this you'll know. I'm just giving you a checkup from the neck up, a checklist here. I preach this every year so that you will have a solid foundation of who Jesus Christ is. Because there's no more important thing. A, B, that's who Satan will always corrupt. Who Jesus is. Always. Again, only door that leads to heaven. That's a biggie there. Do you believe that? Don't lie, because your lifestyle will betray you. If you believe Jesus, you'll do what he says. No one that's infected with the spirit of Antichrist will be able to blurt this truth out of their mouth. And there you have it. This is how you test the spirits to see whether or not they are of God. Let's read a little more here. It's not nearly time to go home yet, is it? No. Keep in mind, though, same subject matter. He hasn't changed subjects. Same paragraph, okay? Every spirit that does not... I'm in verse 3. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Same paragraph. We're not changing topics. So us and them, when you read us and them here, it's us and them. Us and them that are infected. That's who the them is. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus Christ, or really we can read the Messiah. Christ means Messiah, right? Christ is not Jesus' last name. His name is not Jesus Christ. He's Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus is the Christ or that Jesus is the real deal is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and now is already in the world. Notice it says, every spirit that does not confess. You see, he can't even say it. God has put a built-in safety device so that we'll always know this, these people cannot say it. The only time I've seen it is in that scripture I read to you, Mark 3:11, when Jesus stood over him. And he had no choice but to speak up and say, "Thou art the Son of God." That's the only time I've ever seen that. Other than that, they're not obligated to tell you. But every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and now is already in the world. This is like an evil, malignant wind out here today. Now, I just have to comment some more on this. This is the most relevant subject now in our lifetime, is this today. The revelation of the Antichrist, because we're so close right now to the end of the age and Jesus' return. Now, John said that they had already heard about the Antichrist, but John was the first to mention him by this name. So what gives? The answer to that inquiry is Paul and Jesus called him by a different name. That's how he can say, you've heard him before, not by that name, but 40 years earlier than that, back in the year 40 or 50, back in the year 32, Jesus called him the son of perdition. In the year 51, Paul calls him both the son of perdition and who? The man of sin. Now, if you would please, why don't you turn with me? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 3. Well, I desperately get some water here. Wayne's got it the fast way on his phone. What translation you got there, Wayne?
King James, for anyone you want.
I love it. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 3. Now, the first time Paul talked about this Antichrist was when he was talking about the rapture. Okay? Because their timing is going to be very close to each other. Obviously, the revelation of the Antichrist in a body in the rapture, you would think, would be at least fairly close together in time, right? Takes no genius to figure that one out. Okay, listen to this text. Amen. Man of sin, son of perdition, we're looking at. Let no one deceive you by any... Okay, let me set the table on this. People had written to Paul that they missed the rapture. So he was writing in response to that, showing them, no, you didn't miss anything. You haven't missed the rapture because these things have to happen first before that can happen. Okay? That's what he's talking about here. Let no one deceive you by any means. That day, that's the rapture, the day of Christ. That day will not come unless the falling away comes first. What's that? The falling away from the faith by professed Christians. That when it gets hot in the kitchen, people who say they are Christian are going to quit and they're going to fall away from the faith. They're going to say, I never signed on for this. The rapture, that day, the day of Christ, do a study if you want on the day of Christ. It's not the day of the Lord. They're two different days. The day of the Lord, you read Amos 5:18, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. It's a day of darkness. The day of Christ, Paul said, I will rejoice in the day of Christ. The day of Christ is the day Jesus comes back and takes us out of this world. That's a good day. There's a distinction here. And let me say, too, if your Bible doesn't say day of Christ. Okay, let's move on here. Let no one deceive you by any means. for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed. It's the same person. He just goes by a different name. Paul called him the man of sin. Jesus called him the son of perdition. Okay? That day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed or unveiled. The son of perdition, there's both names, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now remember, people, remember what I said earlier when we talked about vaccinations. Here you got a man coming, and he's going to sit as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And here you are, and you've denied Jesus in your life. And you failed this test that we looked at. Test the spirits as to whether or not they are of God. And for all those that deny that Jesus Christ is the real deal, John says you've got the spirit of Antichrist. So here he is sitting in the temple of God. Here you are, fully vaccinated. You've got a little bit of this guy flowing through your veins. God help you. Who are you going to call when he comes? He sits as God. You're infected with him over here. You're going to call him what? Daddy? Pop? Dad? The Bible says you're going to call him God. Let's investigate that a little bit here this morning before I let you go. Verse 5, don't you remember when I was with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining. Another thing we looked at Sunday school this morning. It's the Holy Spirit that restrains all the evil from this world. He says, now you know what is restraining. Should say he, but so that he may be revealed in his own time. Verse 9, the coming of this lawless one or this man of sin is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so that they might be saved. And for this reason, that's refusing love. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. You guys hear me this morning? It doesn't say to you, Satan is going to send you a strong delusion. It says God, if everyone out here, see, the charge over all humanity is that God loves you. Think about how deceived people are to reject that message. Not that, well, you are a sinner, but the message is that God loves you and he's made atonement for your sin. For this reason, that's refusing love, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. The lie? The man over here sitting in the chair. The man sitting over here. He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. If you reject Jesus Christ in your lifetime, God is going to send you a strong delusion. We read in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that Satan has blinded the minds of those that don't believe. And we read in Romans 11 that God has given them a spirit of stupor to the Jews that don't believe. The time is coming where that veil will be lifted off the Jews and they will see and believe. And everyone that said no and has rejected Jesus Christ, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie. And the lie, Antichrist is God. Those out here today who deny this are very, very similar to those who receive a vaccine for whatever ails them, whether it's COVID or whether it's the flu. It could be the flu. You get a vaccine, any vaccine. They give you a little bit of what it is you don't want to catch. So it is with the spirit of Antichrist. Satan has vaccinated you. If you say no to Jesus Christ, Satan has vaccinated you with a little bit of him. Matter. It says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Them is these that are infected. Those that fail this test, right? Test the spirits as whether they are of God. It's those that fail the test. You are of God, little children, and you've overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Meaning you already have it in you to triumph over any demon. You will win every spiritual battle, because greater is he that is in you. He means the Holy Spirit inside of you is greater than any demon inside of any person out here in the world. That's good news. He goes on. Notice they and we. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world. The world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That's one of his favorite sayings as we go through this. We'll end it here this morning with these promises here, these three in this last two verses. Number one, he who knows God hears us. If you're a Christian, then you will know the words of truth when you hear it. Number two, unbelievers will not hear you. Unbelievers will not hear you. They can't. Which is why Jesus said frequently, he who has what? He who has ears to hear, let him hear. He knew it. Not everyone's going to hear what he says. I mean, think about it. He went to Lazarus's grave, and he called the man out of the grave that had been dead for 4 days. And half the people that saw it went and ratted him out to the local Merritt Island branch of the ACLU. Would you do that? If God was here with you and you saw him raise up your Aunt Marion out of the grave, would you call Madison, Wisconsin to the Freedom from Religion Foundation and rat him out? Not everyone has it in them to bow down and call him Lord. Thank and praise God that you do, church. 7.3 billion people in this world, and I'm afraid it's the 0.3 are the ones that'll bow down and call him Lord. The other 7 have the Freedom from Religion Foundation phone number plugged into their phone. And number 3, we recognize the Spirit by their reaction to the Word. I don't know about you, but I've met many, many people who despise the Word of God. But we will know the spirit of truth that is in a man and the spirit of error. Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit. who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only five-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090.
The truth around which my life